This is AgriPulse Drought Time for Wednesday, April 1st, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. High input prices have been a key topic leading to the spring's planting season. Fertilizer supplies have been in question, as well as higher prices, largely due to the war in Iran, the lost shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Ag Secretary Burke Rollins working directly with major fertilizer manufacturers to address high input costs. USDA is also working with the Commerce Department on how to bolster domestic production. Secretary Rollins said we're still working on what that looks like. In addition, a group of House Democrats wrote to Rollins this week asking for a public action plan for how the administration will reduce fertilizer prices and stabilize markets. Legislation has been introduced in the Senate both to provide transparency around prices and to establish a program to fund domestic production. There have also been calls to lift countervailing duties on phosphate imports. Josh Linville of StoneX said, quote, we need a new world-scale nitrogen production facility, at least until we find the next silver bullet through technology. Trump administration officials are pushing for an American flag in the words product of USA to appear on more meat products packaging as they roll out a campaign to raise awareness of a voluntary labeling program that went into effect in January. So far, it's unclear how many meat companies will pursue the opportunity, although Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says she's already had calls with some about it. The USDA last week unveiled a new product of USA label to be used on meat, poultry, and egg products from animals born, raised, harvested, and processed in the United States. At a press conference this week, Rollins said she had three calls with big food companies, quote, to put the pressure on them to buy that beef from American ranchers and put that label on. We think it's a great step, but it's just a step, Rollins said. The goal is to be able at the end of the day to wholly subsist and rely on American ranchers. World corn news is quiet for the most part as the growing season is underway in Brazil and the rest is up now to Mother Nature. Brazilian consultancy firm Agroal cuts their 25-26 production estimate for Brazilian corn to 135.7 million metric tons. That's still above the USDA's most recent guess of 132 million. The forecast for next week is dry across the densest safrinha corn growing regions, but rainfall chances pick up the second week of April. In Argentina, conditions have turned dry outside of isolated storms in the southeast of the grain belt, which should be allowing for steady progress in harvesting the 2026 corn crop. In world soybean news, Agroal reporting soybean harvest surpassing 75% complete to end March, while increasing their forecast for production to 178.4 million metric tons. USDA, for comparison, is expecting 180 million metric tons from the Brazilian farmers this year. Dry weather next week should allow for the harvest to get closer to wrapping up for the year. In Argentina, soybeans are beginning to reach maturity, 17% of the crop as of last week, according to the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange. The next 2 weeks mostly dry, the exception of the southeast regions, but soil moisture levels are reported to be adequate after a good past month of rainfall. The acreage report from the USDA wasn't a game changer yesterday. Rich Nelson of Allendale says the report may not have absorbed the full brunt of the disruption in fertilizer supply stemming from the war in Iran. This was a survey of producers taken in the first 2 weeks of March, Nelson said. Highly likely that the bulk of their responses came in the first week of March before more serious fertilizer concern showed. USDA projected corn acreage at 95.3 million and soybeans at 84.7 million acres. I'm Jeff Nally. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A lot has changed in the 8 years since the 2018 Farm Bill was enacted. Keep our food supply strong with a new modern Farm Bill. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.